Number 76. What does the speaker mean by productions and services such as improved maternity and mental health coverage that we are planning to roll out next year? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Are you tired of sitting in front of a computer all day, with your muscles weakening and your back in excruciating pain from terrible posture? Well, my name is Nathan Johnson, and I'm here to tell you about the product you've been waiting for. This product is perfect for people who work from home or in an office. The treadmill desk is the solution to meeting your exercise and productivity needs. Complete with an adjustable standing desk with a large surface area, a high-definition resolution monitor, a console that tracks your workout data, and Bluetooth capability that allows you to sync your data with your other electronic devices. Work for miles each day and drop the pounds without impacting your work productivity. For just $800 plus shipping and handling, this life-changing piece of equipment can be yours. Call us to place your order today.
Number 77. What is the main goal of the infomercial?
Number 78. Which of the following is not a feature of the product being advertised?
Number 79. What does the product claim to be able to do?
Question 80 through 82 refer to the following meeting announcement.
Good afternoon, everyone. I know you're busy, so I'll try to make today's meeting quick. We have a lot of items to discuss today, but the most important one involves changes to your contract should you choose to remain on our staff for the upcoming school year. I'd like to start by thanking you all for your hard work these last few months. We have had to deal with many events that have greatly impacted your work lives. Thank you, everyone, for being understanding and accommodating through it all. That's why I'm excited to tell you that even though the change to your working hours will be permanent, a substantial salary increase has been approved by the Board of Directors for next year for all of you who will stay on for another year. I fought tooth and nail to prove that we do invaluable work here at the school and that we deserve to be paid for it. It was no easy feat. Hopefully, this will make up for some of the gap between what we do and what we receive.
Number 80. What is the main purpose of the announcement?
Number 81. What change to the listener's contract will be permanent?
Number 82. What does the speaker mean by "I fought tooth and nail"? Question 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
As your time in high school comes to an end, one of the biggest decisions you'll have to make is whether you will go straight into the workforce, head off to university, or do something else with your time. If you are still unsure about what you want to do, but desire to gain unforgettable, invaluable life experiences while taking a break from the rigor of academic life, then consider taking a gap year. Taking a gap year will push you to be more independent, give you a chance to earn money, or gain volunteer experience and broaden your horizons. You'll return from your gap year refreshed, motivated, and ready to take on the challenges ahead. Sign up for one of our programs, including teaching in another country or working with endangered animals. Our counselors will work with you individually to design a program well-suited to your goals and interests. Financial aid is available as well. For more information, check out our website or attend any one of the information sessions held every Friday at 3 p.m. in the auditorium. We hope to see you all there.
Number 83. What is this speech mainly about?
Number 84. Which of the following is not a benefit mentioned by the speaker of participating in one of the programs?
Number 85. How does the speaker say listeners can get more information about the programs?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following voice message.
Hey Fiona, this is James. Remember last week how I told you I had entered a contest to win tickets to the Fanny LeBlanc concert this Friday? Well, guess what? I won! I know you're probably at some coffee shop somewhere, typing away furiously at your computer, and that you won't see this for a couple of hours. However, you must call me as soon as you hear this message. I'll hold on to these tickets for you until midnight, since you are my best friend, and I know you love Fanny LeBlanc too. However, you're not my only friend. Naturally, I excitedly broadcast my win on social media as soon as I found out. So now, basically, everyone is clamoring to be my plus one to the concert. I'll be auctioning off that spot to whoever gives me the best incentive. Speaking of which, I'm expecting you to make me a pan of your delicious vegan brownies if you do go with me as a payment for me being the greatest friend ever. Call me back!
Number 86. Why is the speaker calling?
Number 87. What does the speaker mean by "everyone is clamoring to be my plus one to the concert"?
Number 88. What is not something that the speaker mentions?
Question 89 through 91 refer to the following news broadcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Regina Wesley from MCD News. Just in, we have breaking news that after record rainfalls across the western coast of the United States, many areas of the previously drought-stricken states of California, Nevada, and Oregon are currently experiencing flooding, landslides, and mudslides, forcing thousands of people to evacuate their homes. At the start, locals could be seen outside dancing in the rain, grateful for an end to the dry spell that had plagued the area for the last 2 years. However, several places are now at risk for flash flooding because the parched lands have been unable to absorb the heavy rains. 10 casualties have been reported thus far due to the fast-moving and deep floodwaters. Locals are urged to move to higher ground or a higher floor, stay where they are if they can't get to a safe location, and to never try to walk, swim, or drive through the waters.
Number 89. What is the reporter talking about?
Number 90. Why are several places at risk for flash flooding?
Number 91. How does the speaker say locals can stay safe?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following speech.
Madam President, distinguished guests, and dear colleagues, I gratefully and humbly accept the company's top executive's decision to appoint me as the head of the accounting department. First, I would like to say that this news has come as quite a shock to me. I had no idea that I was being considered for such an honor. Still, I cannot deny I am very happy and proud for the recognition that I'm being granted through this promotion. The post of accounting chief comes with great responsibility. I will use this great opportunity to demonstrate all that I've learned and how capable I am, and to take our business to new heights by seeking out new business partnerships, creating new accounting initiatives, and most of all, by creating a new departmental culture and vision. I would like to thank the company's directors, my boss, Mrs. Lily May Low, and all of my co-workers for supporting and believing in me. I promise I will not let you down, and that I'll strive tirelessly for the company's continued success. Thank you very much.
Number 92. What kind of speech is this?
Number 93. Why is the speaker shocked at his promotion?
Number 94. What is not something the speaker vows to do in his new role?
Question 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and floor guide.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. I would like to welcome and thank you for participating in one of our many early childhood education initiatives by bringing your precious young ones here today to participate in this week's story time, which will be held in the museum library on the second floor. Story times will be offered today at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 1:30 p.m., and last approximately 20 minutes each. While you are here, feel free to drop by the museum classrooms at any time between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to participate in our art-making activity. In addition, please feel free to peruse the other galleries or the museum store. Only the history galleries are currently unavailable for viewing due to renovation. I hope you enjoy your visit with us today.
Number 95. Who are most likely to be the listeners of this talk?
Number 96. According to the map, where is this announcement most likely being made?
Number 97. Which of the following is true according to the announcement?
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following phone call and order form.
Hey, Gina. We've got four new orders that just came in. The Thompson want a 6-inch vegan chocolate cake without filling and with vegan chocolate icing for their daughter's 5th birthday in 2 weeks. The Delamars want a full sheet vanilla pound cake with vanilla buttercream filling and icing for their family reunion next month. All right, try not to get these next two mixed up, okay? The Shepherds want a 10-inch red velvet cake with vanilla buttercream filling and cream cheese icing for their son's wedding. And the Morrows want a 10-inch red velvet cake with cream cheese filling and buttercream icing for their company picnic. Both of those last two orders need to be sent out next Thursday, so make sure you don't get them confused. Oh, and we're all out of chocolate buttercream until tomorrow morning, so don't take any more orders with that ingredient. That's it, Gina. Did you get all that?
Number 98. What kind of business does the speaker most likely work at?
Number 99. Cakes with which ingredient cannot be ordered until tomorrow morning?